This hour of the Howie Car Show podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. If you can't get enough of Howie, you can buy Howie's books, t-shirts, and more. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
We began just the third presidential impeachment trial in American history. The president's lawyers will finally receive a level playing field with the House Democrats and will finally be able to present the president's case. Finally, some fairness.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
This is not a process for a fair trial. This is the process for a rigged trial.
Leader McConnell promised his trial rules. Let's enact the same rules as the Clinton trial rules. It turns out the McConnell rules are not even close to the Clinton rules. The McConnell resolution does not admit the record of the House impeachment proceedings into evidence. So McConnell seems to want a trial with no existing evidence and no new evidence.
And what's officially going into evidence doesn't make a big difference because the senators are, of course, free to look at all the information they have that comes from the House. I think the Democrats make a mistake when they cry outrage time and time again. If everything is an outrage, then nothing is an outrage.
You've won this round, Pierre.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The founder said this is the ultimate test of a Congress and a presidency if they've done something so bad they have to be removed. They're just simply overturning the will of the people in the last election.
And it's my hope that we'll push through that and have that motion to dismiss and get through this national nightmare as fast as possible.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Look, I don't tolerate bullshit. Terribly well. If you have your birthday, I'm not going to call you up to congratulate you.
Hillary Clinton's talking about Bernie Sanders. It says, quote, he was in Congress for years. He had one senator to support him. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants to work with him.
On a good day, my wife likes me, so let's clear the air on that one.
Why do you think the secretary is still talking about 2016?
That is a good question. Ask him.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
That may be one of the smartest things Mitt Romney has ever said, you know, when he basically just called out Schumer et al. On this BS that's going on with the evidence. What nonsense. 844-500-4242. Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. The Senate will resume shortly. I'm sure you're awaiting their return with bated breath. They have a stationary camera out in front of the Senate chambers that we're watching it on. Mazie Hirono walked by. That was a great moment in
this is
Senate
so incredibly
history.
Significant.
It really. And then Martha McSally walked by, and she didn't take any questions from any of those liberal hacks that were waiting outside the Senate chambers.
One of the texters asked me how I feel about how the impeachment trials are going to hinder the Bachelor programs. And I don't watch The Bachelor anymore. I haven't watched it in about three seasons, so I'm not personally affected by this. But for my Bachelor sisters out there, I stand by you and I stand with you.
People are explaining what a widget is. A widget is a unit of production. It's like time, a unit of measurement. You produce so many shows or widgets. Your ratings are widgets. Your staff drinks so many coffee widgets. Then someone says, I have Honest Howie's organic, free-range, non-GMO widgets. Any sign of Mr. Frosty? No, I haven't. No, I haven't seen Mr. Frosty. Anyway, 8445... You know, don't you get the feeling that Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and even Kirsten Gillibrand are saying, damn, why didn't I hang in until the trial started? So now I could, now when I fail, I could have blamed it on the Senate trial.
Right.
You know, they have an excuse. Now they don't have it. I mean, now Klobuchar is going to have an excuse for failing. Michael Bennett from Colorado. Most people don't know his name, but I remember his name. His brother is the editorial page editor of the New York Times, believe it or not. I had a feeling that's why he got into the race, because he thought maybe he could get the endorsement of the editorial board. But it went to the gifted storyteller and the woman who eats salad in commercial airliners with a comb. They decided to give that to him. And then one last thing here before we go to the chump line. 207 says, the left has always had this absurd idea that companies rip off their customers. It's insane. They don't realize that, for instance, Walmart wants happy customers, as do all businesses. Yeah, I mean, I have a small business. I'm not in business to irritate my listeners or my readers or my viewers. I mean, I want them to be happy. A happy customer is buying more of my product or my services, right? I mean, that's the way it is. If you're selling a product or a service, if you're a small business person, you want to keep people happy. Does AOC not understand that? She thinks everybody is Ebenezer Scrooge.
Everyone's disgruntled.
Or a Scrooge McDuck. You know, I mean, I'm not here to make people angry. I want them to be happy. Now I'm going to make you happy by doing the chump line.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, RuPaul, Bernie Sanders. Arnold Schwarzenegger, RuPaul, Bernie Sanders. Name a famous burly man, a famous girly man, and a famous surly man. Hoyo!
That was a pretty good. That was pretty good. He even did it twice, just the way Karnak used to do it. If he was afraid that people wouldn't catch it the first time around.
Yeah, that was Ed McMahon repeating, but he didn't blow in the envelope.
Well, you can't have everything. It's a cold day. In case you haven't noticed, Taylor, it's cold. Can we have Should we have a more lengthy discussion of the weather after the chump line?
I prefer to stay silent on this elevator ride, Mr. Carr. Thank you.
Howie, it's a real good thing you got your hair transplant done. I think a lot of people would be confusing you for Bernie Sanders. There is a similarity.
I don't steal newspapers from the next driveway over.
You do use your arms a lot, though. You talk with your shoulders.
I've been working since I was 16 years old. I started paying into the Social Security system when Lyndon Baines Johnson was president. Bernie has yet to pay into the Social Security system. I mean, basically. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, shaking our heads over the blue-checked whiner who called police on a Target store manager for refusing to sell him an electric toothbrush for 1 cent. In his defense, the blue-checked whiner has not been to the dentist in 3 years.
If you were going to do a remake of The Odd Couple with, say, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, who's going to play Oscar? Who's going to play Felix?
That's not even a question.
Which one's the neat one?
Bernie Sanders is obviously Oscar Madison. Felix Unger, the neat one, is Joe Biden.
Yeah, but Felix and Oscar didn't live in a nursing home. I mean, you know, Joe Biden, He belongs in a political nursing home, doesn't he? A hospice, an assisted care facility. Oh. That's it. That's more PC. An assisted care facility.
Well, no, we can settle this easily. Taylor, was it Oscar or Felix? Which one of those two smelled people's hair?
Oh, well, I'm sure that Felix was more sensitive to smells, so probably Felix.
Yeah, but Oscar and Felix, they're the odd couple. He's talking about grumpy old men. Isn't it different?
He said the odd couple. I said grumpy old men earlier.
Yeah.
But then there's the odd couple, too, where Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau have significantly aged.
Many people will tell you that this impeachment stinks. No, it's just Bernie Sanders.
Paul, the UPS guy, says, you're not in the business of irritating your listeners except when you talk about the Royals. Paul, I'm not the one who talks about the Royals. I have an assistant here.
I know nothing.
I don't care about the Royals. I'm like you. I don't care about the Royals. I don't care about the Windsor Royals or the Kansas City Royals.
Hey, Schumer, Next time, why don't you just have the clerk read the entire Encyclopedia Britannica? It'd be a lot quicker.
Again, I repeat, opening arguments 24 hours long. Think about that. 24 hours.
So the Virginia Second Amendment rally was full of burly men. I knew there weren't any Democrats there.
Burly men. That was, you look at, I'm not making this up. Google burly men, Richmond rally, Washington Post, and it comes right up. Burly men, linking, I think it's linking arms.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Did you see that Prince Harry and Meghan are seeking movie deals? Let's hope they do better than Duds Like a Civil Action. Talk about a textbook Prince to Popper moment. Hey, we're going to be fine.
People forget A Civil Action was the number one grossing movie in America for one weekend. Okay?
How can people forget? You tell us at least once a week the last 30 years.
Howie, did I ever tell you that in my high school civics class we had to watch A Civil Action?
Did you really?
Yeah.
How did I do?
I didn't know who the hell you were.
I just got a check, Grace. I don't know if the mailroom manager cashed it. I gave it to her. It was from Paramount Pictures.
Can I guess? 11 cents.
No, $7.03.
Wow!
And
buy a cup of coffee.
I go
that.
To this bank that doesn't have change, so I guess I'm going to get $8. A 5 3/1.
Nice.
That's very good. I was thinking, wow, that's great. I'm glad it got 3 cents.
Obstructing Congress, isn't that why we elected him? I mean, give the guy a medal for obstructing Congress.
Exactly. I think that, I've said this before, but I think as a legislator, you should not be judged on the bills that you got passed. That you should be judged on the bills you blocked. Because very few bills or legislation make life better for a taxpayer. They usually make life worse. Incidentally, I just got a text from a guy who said that the fake Indian has started her mailings today in the Granite State. And he said he has seen more pictures today of the fake Indian than any person should ever have to see in a lifetime. I feel your pain, postal carrier.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, shaking our heads over the blue-checked whiner who called police on a Target store manager for refusing to sell him an electric toothbrush for 1 cent. In his defense, the blue-checked whiner has not been to the dentist in 3 years.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, RuPaul, Bernie Sanders. Arnold Schwarzenegger, RuPaul, Bernie Sanders. Name a famous burly man, a famous girly man, and a famous surly man. Oh-yo!
A surly man who does not like to say happy birthday to anybody. All right. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Look, I don't tolerate bullshit terribly well. And I come from a different background than a lot of other people who run the country. I'm not good at backslapping. I'm not good at pleasantries. If you have your birthday, I'm not going to call you up to congratulate you, say you love me and you write nice things about me. That's not what I do. Never have. And I take that as a little bit of a criticism, self-criticism. I've been amazed at how many people respond to, happy birthday. Oh, Bernie, thanks so much for calling. You know, it works. It's just not my style.
So he doesn't do happy birthday. What exactly have you been doing your entire life, Bernie? You haven't been making widgets. I think he tried to be a carpenter at one point. Somebody said he was the worst carpenter ever. And I repeat, he got thrown out of the hippie commune in Vermont in the early 70s for being a lazy guy. And everybody in the commune, that's part of the definition of being in a hippie commune in the 1970s. You were lazy. You were worthless. And he was so worthless, he got thrown out. Speaking of worthless, you should see what's going on with this here. They are now having State Department documents that should be produced. Brave officials stepped forward, and they're showing the bow tie and the guy who looks like Walter Cronkite and Sondland. These brave officials. Oh, they're so courageous. Risky to step forward and attack evil orange man. 844-500-4242. Directly relevant. Discrete set of records. But no crime was committed. So what is the relevance here? Do you want emails of, people... emailing or texting their family saying, what do you want? I'm at the grocery store. What do you want? Do we need another quart of milk? Is that directly relevant to the impeachment inquiry? God, this is absurd. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy, but with Roman now it can be. With Roman, you can get free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort of your own home. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
People are probably experiencing a spike in ED with this impeachment hearing going on. All right, the poll question.
This it hasn't even started. This is like voir dire in a trial where they're selecting the jurors. Only the jury has been selected already. I don't even know what this is that's going on now, because this isn't even the opening arguments, I don't believe, is it?
I think they're going through amendments to the Senate rules and voting all of them down because they all come from Chuck Schumer and are ridiculous. Yeah.
So they're going down on party line votes, 53-47.
Right. All right, here's the poll question. Who's more unlikable, Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton?
Listening to those Bernie cuts, I'm reconsidering my vote, but I'm still going to go with Hillary Clinton.
Really? Those make me like him even more. 86% say they cannot stand Hillary Clinton compared to Bernie.
You know, the thing is, I appreciate my listeners, my viewers, my readers. He doesn't appreciate the people who elected him. I mean, he's making basically $200,000 a year for doing absolutely nothing, because all these people that he's too important to wish happy birthday to. I'm Howie Carr.
Do you or a loved one have trouble hearing over the telephone, or need to turn up the TV volume so loud that others complain, or find it hard to follow conversations at the dinner table or in a restaurant? Let's face it, hearing problems can be embarrassing. That's why Hearing Help Express takes away the anguish and embarrassment of hearing loss. Better Hearing has never been so convenient and affordable, with simple-to-use, hard-to-see, and easy-to-afford hearing aids and professional care delivered right to your own home. And the best part? Hearing Help Express cuts out the middleman, saving you over 50% and an inconvenient trip to an audiologist's office. Right now, Hearing Help Express is offering a free, no-obligation hearing loss information kit that includes a hearing assessment with special offers and discounts. I love their information kit and have taken the assessment myself. It's fast, easy, and informative. Call Hearing Help Express today at 800-353-5200. Call 800-353-5200. That's 800-353-5200. Use promo code Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Reporting just came out of a documentary that includes former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who you worked for in the campaign, talking about Bernie Sanders. And I want to read you what she says here in this documentary, apparently. The Hollywood Reporter's got this today. It says, quote, Hillary Clinton's talking about Bernie Sanders. He was in Congress for years. He had one senator to support him. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants to work with him. He got nothing done. He was a career politician. It's all just baloney, and I feel so bad that people got sucked into it.
We'll connect with Howie Carr in just a moment. Howie is getting back to us, but that was a CNN report of the Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren Hillary Clinton debacle. Howie, are you back?
Yeah, we're back now.
All right. What's going on?
How long did we miss?
Just about 30 seconds.
All right, we're back. 844-500-4242. Sorry about that technical blip. I thought maybe we were back to the...
All right, we're losing Howie again. Howie, are you still there? All right, 844-500-4242. We'll reconnect with Howie and Grace as they have some technical difficulties from sunny Florida. But the story again is that Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are in some sort of a feud now. Hillary Clinton, in a new documentary, saying that she never really liked Bernie Sanders and he doesn't get along with anybody. So why on earth would anybody want to vote for him or be involved with him? 844-500-4242. We'll get Howie back in just a second. Let's go to the phone lines. Joe, you're next on the Howie Carr Show with Taylor Cormier. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, I'm on?
You're on, Joe. Go ahead.
The American flag. Everybody, men and women of all nationalities, fought for that flag so we could be free. But the Democrats don't believe in that flag. They don't care about America at all. All they know is Russia, Russia, collusion, collusion, impeach. And the other one, 45. Impeach 45 waters. She don't even pay income tax. I mean, it's a disgrace what the Democrats are doing to this country. They do not care about this country. They do not care.
Yeah, Joe, I think they care, but their caring is misguided, and it's in the wrong spot. Let's see if we can get Howie back. Howie, you there?
I'm here.
All right.
I'm here.
All right. We keep losing you, having some technical difficulties, but go ahead. We'll see how long we can ride this out. Lost him again. All right. We'll continue to try to resurrect Howie Carr. Is he here now? All right. Joe, go on with your point. I'm sorry.
No, this guy Bloomberg now. You know, when he was mayor of New York, it was search. I was a search and stop and search. Now that he's running for president, he apologized. Oh, I'm sorry, I did that. Well, he's not a leader then, because if he can't stay strong, he's not a leader. People tell him what to do, so he's out of the picture too. And another thing with this other idiot Cuomo, he's another child killer. He believes in abortion.
Oh, oh well, yeah. Like it's a miserable place to go with abortion, and I agree with you. I can't stand it. It's an awful topic, but impeachment is probably where we're headed today. Let's see if we've got Howie Carr back. Howie, you there? No, Howie. 844-500-4242. Let's stay on the phone lines for us. Oh, I think we've got Howie on the phone line now. Howie, you there? Howie?
Hey, I'm here. I'm here. I'm on the phone. They're having difficulties down here at the Newsmax studio as well. So I don't know what it is, but am I okay now?
Yeah, you're okay now.
All right. 844-500-4242. By the way, the photographs from the birthday party last week are now up, and I'll put that Grace on. She could describe where they are, where you can see them.
You guys can go to lightflexstudios.com or go to our Twitter or Facebook. We posted them there. But John McCosh is the photographer. He took so many great pictures. So go to lightflexstudios.com. I'm passing the phone back to Howie.
All right. 844-500-4242. Did you notice I just heard Joe talking about Mayor Bloomberg and how he flipped on stop and frisk. And, of course, it's never enough for these people when you change your position. You know, it's, you know, even if you're a lib, and this guy has spent like hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, on gun control, and he's spending hundreds of millions of dollars on his TV spots, Bloomberg. But it's not enough. The New York Times ripped him for ever being in favor of stop and frisk, even though I don't think there's any question that it helped reduce crime in New York City, you know? So, but it's not enough. You can't satisfy these people, and nothing will satisfy them. No matter how much evidence is produced in this Senate trial, it's not going to be enough. They just want to keep this thing going and going and going. I just can't imagine anyone is watching this. I would love to know what the ratings are for this thing. I'm watching a YouTube stream, and there's like less than 1,300 people watching this thing. And I, you know what? If I wasn't on this radio show, I would not be watching it either. 844-500-4242. Cassandra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cassandra.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I got to get the phone from Taylor. I'm just joking. Hi, Howie.
Hey, I didn't come here to be made sport of, Cassandra.
This is
showbiz.
Okay, so anyway, with Schumer, I think that it's a tell, his glasses, okay? So just hold with me for a second here, like poker, right? And because he hasn't had them on his face for about 2 weeks, and now where are they? They're on his nose again, right?
Yeah.
So that's him telling us, I know I'm a clown. I know you're all laughing at me, but I have to do this to get reelected. You know that.
Do you think, Cassandra, I was thinking about this on Sunday when I picked up the New York Post, and they had that two-page spread of him talking about how impeachment was a bad idea, and they highlighted all the statements that were totally apropos to this impeachment. And do you think there was even a shred of embarrassment when he thought about how he had been basically called out as a total hypocrite by a newspaper that circulates heavily in the state of New York? Do you think he cared at all? Because I don't think he did. I don't think he cares at all.
Well, where were his glasses when he said it?
Well, this was a letter that he wrote in 1999 about how ridiculous it was to use impeachment as a political tool, and that he never thought it would never come to this point in America that we would go against the wishes and the wisdom of the founding fathers and make impeachment into a crass political tool of revenge. But that's exactly what he's doing. But I don't think he cares, you know? I don't think he cares in the least.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
None of them care.
You know, the thing,
okay,
the
bye,
difference.
Howie.
Okay, bye, Cassandra. Thanks for calling. You know, the difference between this and 1999 or 1998, the impeachment trial of Bill Clinton is Bill Clinton actually committed crimes. He lied under oath. That's perjury. He obstructed justice. He suborned perjury from other witnesses. Those are all felonies. And the other difference, and an even greater difference, is that was about sex. Sex is interesting to all of us as human beings, I think. Whereas this is just about a conversation between a couple of politicians, and it was a courtesy call. You know, he was calling to congratulate Zelensky on winning the election, which is only marginally more important a call than wishing somebody happy birthday, right? It's not necessary to call somebody and congratulate him, is it, Taylor? What's the difference, Taylor?
Unless it's like a landmark event. Everybody has a birthday. If you're alive, you have a birthday.
Yeah, but I mean, but everybody wins at some point, right? I mean, you get the participation trophy in the Pop Warner League. You win an election. I've won elections.
A birthday is a participation trophy for still being on this earth.
Yeah, so I don't see, you know, again, I don't see that the call to Zelensky from Trump was much bigger than Bernie calling one of his constituents in Colchester, New Hampshire, personally. That's what I see. All right. 844-500-4242. Someone says, this broadcasting from Florida has been working out great. What is the complaint? This is the first time we've had any problems, and this is a problem across the whole Newsmax network. This isn't just a problem with us. You know what it is, I think, Taylor? It's so many people are trying to get in to all of the electronic systems, the media, to watch these fascinating impeachment trials that are going on. Now they want to, the Senate should subpoena State Department emails. Oh, I can't wait. I really want to see these State Department emails. This is the House managers who won't release the testimony of the Inspector General of the so-called intelligence community because they don't want us to know how connected he is to the deep state, this Inspector General. He's a Sally Yates, Carlin-type guy. And he changed the rules so that the whistleblower could put in his fictitious information, his fictitious report of the conversation between Zelensky and Trump. This is all ridiculous. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Someone says Howie is now literally phoning it in. No, I'm not. No, now we're back, aren't we, Taylor? We're totally back.
We're back.
We're back and we're proud.
I fixed it.
You fixed it.
You know what I did?
What did you do?
I pressed the big power button and I shut it off and I turned it back on. It's a tale as old as time.
Who told you to do that, Grace?
I just had an instinct.
It's a good thing that we had some extra widgets here. We just plugged in a new widget, and we were right back up on the air.
My mother always told me, carry a few spare widgets around. You never know when you're going to need them.
That's right. The thing is, though, it's easy now that the blue laws are out in Massachusetts. You can get a widget any day. Not just 6 days a week. You can get a widget any day of the week. All right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead.
Hi, there. Howie.
Hi.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me on. I love the show.
Thank you.
So I was listening to a couple callers earlier, one when you were having some troubles, and he was talking about Bloomberg. And, you know, I think Bloomberg, he's putting all these ads out, and people are kind of brushing it off. But, you know, he's got so much money, and he has this tech startup, Hawkfish, which not a lot of people know about. And he's rolling out offices all across the country.
Right.
And, you know, Trump won the election via Cambridge Analytica.
Right.
And nobody really knew about Cambridge Analytica.
Right.
And I don't think anybody's really paying attention to this Hawkfish thing.
No, there was a big story in the Wall Street Journal about it on Friday, I think, Matt. He's got like 1,000 people on his payroll. He's got 300 just in Times Square in one office building. And he's paying them amazing amounts of money. So I assume that they know what they're doing, right?
They gotta be.
But what does it matter though if he can't get the nomination? Somebody said today, suppose Biden wins Iowa, and Biden's got a lead in New Hampshire according to the latest Suffolk University polls. If Biden wins Iowa and New Hampshire, how is Bloomberg gonna stop him on Super Tuesday?
it comes back to the same thing with Trump and how Cambridge Analytica could target data points for so many people across the country,
right,
and have them not even think that they're being advertised to, and have them just get these messages in different formats and different pictures, and all of a sudden they're kind of changing people's minds without them even realizing they're looking at a political ad anymore.
Yeah, I got the text today from the postal carrier saying he's delivering all these flyers from the fake Indian to people, Democrat voters in New Hampshire. I mean, do you think a flyer works anymore? Maybe like in a local race, but do you think in a national race a flyer works? I don't think so.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Yeah. I'm not sure either. I mean, again, if it's a targeted race like state rep, maybe a flyer works, you know. But I don't think anybody who's watching people on TV, watching them on the internet, they're not going to respond, I don't think, to a flyer. But if she wants to waste her money, that's great as far as I'm concerned. Thanks. Thanks for the call, Matt. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, I'm listening to Bernie Sanders, who's going to, with all these pie-in-the-sky ideas, you know, fundamentally transform, you know, the most prosperous economy in the history of the world into this democratic socialist system that he can't even articulate. But a simple question to all of his followers, if this guy can't even stand up to the corrupt people within his own party, how on earth is he going to take on the most powerful people in this country, the billionaire class, so to speak?
Well, do you think that he's really serious about taking on billionaires, or is this just a way to like vent his frustrations? The way he's been venting his frustrations since Dwight David Eisenhower was warning about the military industrial complex, 60 plus years ago.
It's one of two things. Now, Bernie's fans view this guy as this lovable old man, but I think the rest of us understand that he's a cranky old man who's very, seems very ornery to me. I think his ideology becomes a little more sinister if you take that loving part of him away.
Well, I agree. I think a lot of his popularity is among people who don't remember the Cold War, don't remember the Soviet Union, don't remember Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge. It's bad. I'm Howie.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show podcast is brought to you in part by the Dirty Rats podcast. Everyone is raving about Dirty Rats. Available wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on DirtyRatsPodcast.com. Binge Dirty Rats today.